Episode 10, Sound Therapy with Lynn Liniger.
Welcome to the Lightworker Podcast. I am your host, Natalie Ubel-Grant. I am a lightworker, a meditation facilitator, Reiki master, and a health and wellness enthusiast who thrives on helping people. Connection is my superpower, and I just love bringing people to a space where transformation can occur. Are you looking for information on being a lightworker? Are you a lightworker and just love collecting knowledge from other lightworkers? Then this is exactly where you need to be right now. Spirit has brought you here for a reason, and my hope is that this podcast will offer some new information and insights that will help you on your journey. I am here to help you connect and grow on your true path as a lightworker.
Hi, lightworkers. Thank you for joining us today here on the Lightworker Podcast. Today we've got a special guest with us, Lynn Liniger from Sound Alive Therapeutics, and she is going to share her story of how sound therapy has become her passion and her vehicle for being a lightworker. Sound therapy healing is a therapeutic application of sound frequencies to the mind and body with the objective of bringing them into a state of health and harmony. This form of healing can have a profound effect on our body's natural frequencies. According to Lynn, sound travels into the body and hypostimulates the nitric oxide in the body and can interrupt patterns of tension and pain, allowing the nervous system and muscles to relax into a normal state of being. When you have a session with Lynn, the sound waves created with Lynn are done with instruments such as tuning forks, Himalayan singing bowls, Tibetan singing bowls, crystal bowls, percussion instruments, and even her voice. These sounds travel effortlessly through the body. These harmonious, soft, and gentle sounds that calm the whole body at a cell level are experienced throughout a sound therapy session. It actually feels like your whole body is vibrating while you're in the session with her. It's an amazing experience. Now, and I've only experienced the sound bath, not a one-to-one session with Lynn, but that's something that I'd really like to try. Lynn is a gentle soul, and I'm really excited that she's here to share her story. I know how nervous she is, but I really appreciate you being here with us today. Thank you for joining us, Lynn.
Hi, Nat. Thanks for having me.
So we're sitting in Budrum in a park, and it's a bit windy today, and so we've got a bit of traffic noise in the background, and I hope that it doesn't make a huge difference to the podcast for you. We'll try our best to cover that up. But I wanted to start my questioning with, Lynn, how did you get into sound therapy?
Well, Nat, I never really knew what I wanted to do for most of my life. I grew up in a country town, and I was surprised when I was leaving. I thought I was leaving in year 10, and my music teacher said to me, that it was a shame I was leaving because she thought I'd become a music teacher, and that I was gobsmacked at that. And then I just progressed over the years and ended up at university doing my Bachelor of Psychology degree. And when I was at that course, I ended up doing music, and I got a higher distinction in that. So it's sort of
a natural music talent.
Yeah, you don't realise these things as you go along, but then when you look back, you think, right, wow, I can do that, you know. And so just over the years, I ended up in Brisbane working with children in child safety and then working in post-adoption support in Brisbane. So while those types of work are really rewarding in some ways, like you do get to work with people and learn a lot as you go along. But I decided I needed something different in my life. I wanted to do something that really showed who I was and what I could do. Where I was, you know, when you work in businesses and in any type of business, you don't really get to express yourself creatively unless you're in that type of field. So I ended up just packing up, moving from... I lived in Brisbane for 12 years with my husband and convinced him to let me come to the Sunshine Coast. So I've been so happy since I've got here. By doing that, it gave me a lot of time to think about what I wanted to do for myself. How I got into the sound therapy was I went to the Crystal Castle down in Byron Bay and did a workshop with a lady called Liz Cooper from the British Academy of Sound Therapy. So that really had me interested at that time. I just really felt like, yeah, this sounds really good.
Totally spoke to your soul.
Yes, that's right, definitely. So I did that course, but it wasn't, and that was like 2 or 3 years before I even left Brisbane, but it must have just planted the seed. And so when I came up to the Sunshine Coast, I got in touch with the academy and started the course. So I've completed my professional diploma in sound therapy now, and yeah, it's just life-changing. You know, to be able to step into who you are and to do something that's completely resonates with your body and with your mind and soul, it's just amazing. So, you know, it is developing and it's exciting when that happens, that you can just watch and see it grow as you go along.
Sounds amazing. A life transformation.
Yeah, it was really. And to get away from that, the main, or even the mainstream of having to get up every day, go and work and get home and get into that routine, to come into something where you can just really realise that that's not the be-all and end-all to everything, and to be more in tune with what life is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So the grind, I call it. The grind, the work that we are sort of strapped to having to do, and then there's this, there's something else. It's a calling that you have, a deeper feeling that you're supposed to be doing something more, something that will fulfill parts of you that you never thought needed fulfilling at the time, and you go looking, and when you can, I know for me, I did a list. I did a happy list, what makes me happy. And that's how I came to do what I do, is because although I enjoyed the job I did, there wasn't a lot of happy. It was in the beginning. It's like when you go out with someone for the first time, you know? It's all fun and wonderful while you're in the romance stage, and then afterwards you think, oh, is this it? You know? So... I know that feeling when you found something that even when the romance stage is over, you still love it and you still want to be getting up every day and doing and sharing it with as many people that'll listen.
Yeah. And I think it does take that list, like to sit down and to hone in or to be in touch with yourself and realise, you know, what do I really want? Write those things down. Become more in tune with how you see yourself in the future and what dreams that you would like to do. Even having a dream board, a vision board, all of that is just one step towards success too, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a step towards understanding that thing that's going to make you happy, because I'm sure there's a lot of you listeners out there that can identify with this story of being stuck in a job that you just don't really want to be doing anymore, but you're stuck there because you still need to pay the bills and you can't see a way out. But I can tell you now that each step that you take towards that dream, whatever it is, will bring you closer to being able to switch from the grind to bliss and happiness. Yeah, so it's a great story, Lynn. And we're going to share a little bit about what Lynn actually does now. So she's a sound therapist and she does one-on-one sessions with people, and she also runs groups. And coming up is a workshop that Lynn is pairing up with some of her contemporaries And I'm going to let her share what those details are.
Thanks, Nat. We're going to be running a retreat on the 10th of June at the Solistic Living Studio in Palm Woods. It's a fantastic venue. It's just so tranquil, peaceful. There's a nice little pond. There's a nice open area. It's on a 10-acre block. And while we're there, we're going to be working with Paul, who will open the event with a gentle grounding and energising yoga session. And then he'll connect you to the beauty of your body by moving your energies through your system. He'll also be using breath work to transform your emotions to joy and peace, and then anchoring it into the body. So the pranic energy healing treatments will also be offered by Paul throughout the day. And it will be highly effective treatments to overcome many emotional and physical ailments. The other practitioner is Karen, and she'll be performing a powerful meditation ceremony for you, helping you discover hidden truths buried deep in your subconscious. The full moon is a time for releasing and letting go of anything holding you back in your life, and using the power of group energy brings you to the surface and that which is ready to be brought into your awareness. So Karen will be taking you on that shamanic journey back to self. I'll be explaining the healing properties of sound and providing you with ways to unleash your inner voice. The voice is the most powerful instrument and healing tool. So using your voice unlocks your own healing potential, transforming you and your body. So through sound, you can slowly transform negative energies into positive vibrations. And so this will integrate what we are wishing to unlock and advance our hidden potential and transform us into what we really are. So we want this to be a fun field day, and we want you to enjoy every aspect of it. And it's all about you, so it's going to be your retreat. And
it sounds lovely. Really lovely. So set in Palm Woods, and you'll be taken through a day that's specially designed to help you transform.
That's right.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
Awesome. So have you worked with the other practitioners before?
Yes, I've worked with Karen. We've run some meditation groups before.
Oh, good. So tell me about those meditation groups.
Okay. It was great because we were able to use our spiritual healing cards and run a meditation through my sound to integrate those spiritual readings that you were given to you on the day.
Right.
And everybody that went really had a good time, and yeah,
brilliant,
lots of fun.
Sounds really good. You, along with your group sessions and the retreats that you do, you also do sound therapy one-on-one with people. So can you run us through what it would be like to come and have a healing session with you?
Okay, thanks, Nat. So with one-on-ones, it's about finding out what's impeding flow in your life on the day, and we talk about that in detail. And then what happens is I play certain instruments, which are Himalayan bowls, my voice, crystal bowls, and percussion instruments. By playing these sounds, it helps to integrate the things that you've been talking about and thinking about. It can then help the sounds, it helps them dissipate, like in your body, because energy equals thought in your body. So having all these thought processes in your body can build up blockages in the body. But so by me playing my sound, then it can just release those blockages. And at the end, we talk about what happened for you through the process. And, you know, most of the time you get these aha moments, which can help you realise what's happening for you in that situation, and then that's release so that it can clear those blockages for you.
Right. So you couple a bit of your psychology background and all the training that you did with the kids earlier on, couple that with your sound therapy, is that right?
Yeah, I guess as we go along, I was a counsellor for people affected by adoption as one of my jobs, so using those counselling skills and all of my life experiences so far, I guess, has led me to where I am. So I'm able to work with people and understand, have an understanding of what's going on for them but even just to be able to listen to them and work through that with them.
Yeah, holding space. That's what us healers do, isn't it? The light workers hold space for others so that they can transform.
That's right. And with the sound healing, that's very much so. I just hold the space while the sounds are playing for the person.
Yeah, beautiful. And if you hear Lynn's voice when she busts into song, it's amazing. You don't even realise while you're in there in the sound bath when she, because I've experienced a sound bath with Lynn. When she busts into song, it sounds like an angel is singing. It's amazing. So I definitely am going to have to come along and have one of those one-on-one sessions with you and just experience that whole transformation session.
Anytime.
So there's something else that I like to ask people that come on the show that I find is useful as comparison, just to see whether you've had the same experiences as others. Have you ever had a synchronistic moment or an encounter with spirit, maybe of a ghostly variety, that you would enjoy sharing with the listeners?
I've had lots of synchronicity in my lifetime, but the main one I can think of is a ghost story. So, or a spirit story.
Spirit story.
It sounds, yeah. And so I think it was the first encounter. Like when we were growing up, my sisters, or mainly one of my sisters, we used to enjoy scaring each other many
times. As you do when you're kids.
Yeah, definitely. And so, you know, the old dark veranda out the back in the country town and just being scared to death of the unknown. But this story is after that, many years after. And I was with my sister, a different sister, and I was babysitting with her. I used to stay over because her husband used to work late. So I remember during the night I heard these sounds, like breathing heavy sounds. Then I experienced someone sitting on my bed, and like I was freaked out, as you do, and yeah. I was so scared. And like I stayed awake for hours thinking, what the hell was that? The next day was quite interesting because my sister, we got talking and she had the same experience, where they actually sat on her bed as well, and it sounded exactly the same. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, we kept talking to each other, saying, "Oh, it must have been the baby in the other room with the breathing," and you know, "Oh my God, what was it?"
Trying to logically explain it away, because we've been taught that these things couldn't possibly happen.
Yes, exactly. But that was pretty amazing. Especially it validated it because she had the same experience. So.
So the proof. So it's, I see all of these experiences as being the proof that you need later on in life that spirit exists, because I know for me it used to be squashed and I used to get told that, none of that's real. It's all in your mind and that kind of thing. And it's happened too many times now for me to ignore it, and then that sort of propelled me into doing what it is that I do now, and here I am communicating with them. So it's definitely at the path of a light worker to have those encounters with spirit, and then it really just provides the proof that you need that they're there. And I think the more that you have, the more you realize that you are actually in control of what's going on in those situations. As a kid, you don't realize that you are, because it's scary. But as you get older and you've told them to go away once or twice and they actually go away and leave you alone, you start to realize, they aren't actually that scary. They do go away when I ask them to go away. They don't stick around. I feel like it happens a lot, and it's something that doesn't get spoken about, so that's the part I like to share on the podcast.
Exactly. That's great that you're letting people know, because, yeah, it's nice to share these experiences, and there is a lot out there that we don't realise.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
We're all having the same kind of experiences, you know, and I don't think unless we talk about it, it gets shared. It used to be the scary ghostly stories, you know, and you'd get prickles up your spine and get scared. But now I actually, it's more of a, oh, I wonder what that spirit wanted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could have gone back and asked, I wonder how I might have served, you know, and helped them maybe they needed crossing over.
And they might have been there to help you, so.
Well, I'd say definitely, because needing the proof, you know, and the fact that you both had the same experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So tell me about one of the synchronicities.
Oh.
I'll put you on the spot.
Gee, there's been so many. One that comes to mind, and I hope this person doesn't mind if I share.
We won't mention names.
No. I used to work in post-adoption support. And that was helping people find their families when they were adopted, or finding their birth mother or their birth father or their adopted child. And so there was one lady who was looking for her birth mother. We actually found, unfortunately, that her birth mother was deceased, but we connected with the birth father, the partner of the birth mother. He wasn't really willing to have any connection, which was fine, that happens. But the adoptee decided that she would go and visit her birth mother's grave, so she did. And in the spur of the moment, she decided to... she put some flowers there, and she decided to leave a bookmark out of her book on the grave. And she wrote on the back her name and her phone number. Well... the synchronicity happens, and over the weekend, the sister of the adoptee actually went to visit the grave, and she was from a country town a long way away, and she doesn't normally visit that grave very often, and she visited it that weekend and found the flowers and made contact with her sister.
Wow.
So that's pretty nice.
It's beautiful. Yeah, those synchronistic stories, they happen all the time, and you just know that spirit's getting involved right there.
Definitely, yeah, like that's amazing.
Absolutely amazing. So I wanted to thank you for coming on the podcast, Lynn. I know it's probably out of your comfort zone to come on here and speak, and I appreciate you sharing your story, and I'm really excited for you and Karen and Paul for doing the retreat that's coming up. And what was the date again for that?
The 10th of June.
Yeah, so we'll share all of the notes, that in the notes, so that people can come along and click through to your website and that kind of thing. Yeah, I want to thank you very much for coming and sharing with us today.
Thanks so much, Nat.
And I'll see you another time.
Yeah, sounds good.
See ya.
Bye.
Head over to lightofwellness.com, that is www.lightofwellness.com, now and sign up for my newsletter by joining the Light Tribe. I will keep you up to date with the latest info on upcoming episodes, workshops, meditation groups, and Reiki courses. I would also love if you have a chance to rate us on iTunes. Ratings means we are able to reach more people. Thank you again so much for joining me today. Have a great week. The content found within these podcasts are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Nothing on this website is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any physical or medical conditions. If you have any physical or medical conditions, you should seek the advice of your medical professional immediately.